the KLYT Broadcast Studio, this is ABQ Connect.
Mark Hancock joins us again, the Chief Executive Officer of Trail Life, Trail Life USA, traillifeusa.com. Mark, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, Steve. It's great to be with you again.
Well, some notes had kind of caught our attention about the U.S. Defense Secretary, or I should say Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, who's reportedly planning for the United States military to really end its relationship with Scouting America. And, of course, we're talking about, I'm assuming the Boy Scouts, probably the Girl Scouts. Briefly, if you could explain what Trail Life USA is for our listeners, and I think it'll make sense quickly why we would ask you to come on. I'd like to kind of talk about the Secretary of War's plans in this segment, and then if we could take another segment to really dive deep into Trail Life USA as an alternative to scouting. Mark, maybe start with that quick introduction on for those not familiar with Trail Life USA.
Yeah, sure. I appreciate that opportunity. We started about 11 years ago in the wake of the Boy Scouts of America beginning to abandon some of its more traditional values. And we knew that churches weren't going to be able to continue to align with them. And of course, over the last 10 years, they've just gone farther and farther in terms of becoming just a very different organization. Like you said, they now changed their name completely to Scouting America, and it is now a co-ed organization. So it's very different than the organization of old, and it kind of makes sense for the Department of Defense to be saying, yeah, wait a minute, you guys aren't who you used to be, and for them to be evaluating that association. And, you know, Hegseth has made clear the Department of War's its stance on men and women and using men and women, how they're going to utilize men and women in combat and such. And so it makes sense for them to take a look at those sorts of relationships and saying, okay, are these the folks that we intended to work with? And of course, I don't think that it's the Department of War that's leaving them. I think that the Boy Scouts organization has really left its mission, and it just makes sense for the for Hegseth to be taking a look at the relationship.
Now, I have to imagine that there's probably many Christian listeners that either have ignored things that they may have sensed or just completely unaware. Can we go into some detail about, what, and you touched on it, but more in detail, the concerns that the Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, may have with what is now known as Scouting America, formerly the Boy Scouts?
Yeah, we have to remember that for over 100 years, the Boy Scouts of America gave us, generals and civic leaders and presidents and astronauts. And that's what they were known for, was kind of the secret sauce of taking boys and turning them into good, strong men. But over the years, they've sort of stepped away from that. And although some people would say it's still an organization that has the potential for doing that, it's very different than it used to be. So it began in 2013 when they began to recognize same-sex attraction and allowed that in the organization and in boys coming in. That created quite a logistics nightmare for some of the leaders. And then they went in on to allow openly avowed homosexual leaders and transgender leaders, and then ultimately girls in the organization. We think girls are amazing. We love girls, but we think that boys and girls are different and that they need a ministry or organization that's aimed at their specific strengths. And I think that Boy Scouts did that for years. They understood that boys and girls were different and that boys needed a male-centric environment to be grown into boys, but they've stepped away from that. And that's really why Trail Life came along, is to provide this organization that recognizes that boys and girls are different, and that good and godly strong men are exactly what boys need to grow into good and godly strong men. And so our focus on that has made us a very different organization than Boy Scouts, not because we came along, but because they kind of abandoned that space.
Yeah. And in the notes that I found, you know, were scouts, and this is actually from a draft memo to Congress that Pete Hegseth had reportedly argued that Scouting America really strayed from its historic purpose to, quote, cultivate masculine values. And as you mentioned, you know, describing it as genderless and criticizing its embrace of diversity, equity, and inclusion, which, of course, we've seen a great change in that here since January. But, you know, when you think of masculine role models, Theodore Roosevelt comes to mind. And in this memo, I guess, Pete Hegseth had added that the organization that is Scouting America, that was once the Boy Scouts of America, once endorsed by President Theodore Roosevelt. I mean, who can think of a president, you know, framed as more masculine with his days in the Rough Riders and being shot shortly before a speech and finishing the speech before he was treated for his wound. But Hegseth was quoted as saying, no longer supports the future of American boys. Is no longer meritocracy that holds members accountable to meet high standards. And we're seeing this, him do the same with the military. But as you mentioned now, you said just over a decade now that Trail Life USA has provided this for young boys. And, you know, what I'd like to do, Mark, is take a quick break and come back and jump into what Trail Life USA is. It's, you've touched on it some, but more in depth, its vision and mission, and what parents can look for if they're going to look for something to maybe fill that gap that was filled for a time in their family with Scouting America. Do you have time? Can you stay with us for that?
Absolutely. I'd love to chat about that.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break and come back with more. Mark Hancock, Chief Executive Officer of Trail Life USA. The website is traillifeusa.com. You may go there during the break. We may look at some of the content from that when we come back right after this on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, welcome back to ABQ Connect.
We're spending time visiting with Mark Hancock, Chief Executive Officer of Trail Life USA. The website is traillifeusa.com. And as we mentioned in the first segment, the U.S. military seems to be ready to really cut its support to scouts or Scouting America, what was once the Boy Scouts, accusing them of attacking boy-friendly spaces. And the team at Trail Life USA over a decade ago, you know, saw things headed this way. And Mark, if you could, quickly revisit that and really just talk about, why we should be encouraging boys to learn and thrive in boy-friendly spaces, as Secretary Hegseth mentioned.
Yeah, well, it's a very interesting culture for boys right now. Years of toxic masculinity claims and participation trophies and kind of discounting boys has put us in a position where now boys are twice as likely to be in special education, three times more likely to have ADHD. They've fallen behind girls in every single academic category. And for the Boy Scouts to step away from that mission that they have for boys at this time is really just another slap in the face to boys. So we felt like it was important for us to be around. You know, I've got on my wall, Steve, from 1911 Boy Scouts handbook, a quote from their editorial board. It says, "We have constantly kept in mind the evils that confront the boys of our country and have struck at them by fostering better things." And they can't say that today. And so that clearly points out they're a different organization than they were. Now, we can confidently say that in Trail Life USA because we are both Christ-centered. We're not just an organization having a Christian experience. We are at our core a ministry that uses the outdoors to grow boys into godly men, and we are boy-focused. We believe that boys and girls are different, and that if we pick up the mantle that was abandoned by Boy Scouts, now Scouting America, and focus on those boys, we're creating the kind of generation that Pete Hegseth and the Department of War is looking for, the kind of men who will storm the beaches of Normandy to free the world of tyranny. Those are the kind of boys that were raised in Trail Life USA because we're surrounding them with good and godly men who are background checked, child safety, youth protection trained, putting them in a male-centric environment that encourages things like trying hard. And, you know, there's no participation trophies. You're working at things, challenging boys with adventure, with the opportunities. We have a robust awards program. So it's everything that you would expect from Boy Scouts, the handbooks and uniforms and camping and hiking. We're in over 1,500 churches across the country, have Trail Life USA troops, 65,000 members, all 50 states. And they're out doing the things that Boy Scouts used to do, which is in a male-centric environment, putting boys in the outdoors so they can grow around godly men. You know, one in four boys is now in a household without a father. And then they go to school, and 76% of public school teachers are female. And then they go to Sunday school, and 80-something percent of Sunday school teachers are female. So girls are surrounded by these wonderful role models, but boys are lacking them. So in Trail Life USA, we're surrounding them with these good and godly men who are showing them what it looks like to be a man in this beautiful space of fathers connecting with sons, boys who don't have dads seeing what it means to be a godly man, men who don't even have boys in the program who are there finding their band of brothers who are raising the next generation, encouraging the next generation. It's just really a beautiful thing where the hearts of the fathers are being turned towards their sons and the sons' hearts are being turned towards the fathers.
Yeah, and I really appreciate where you brought in the word challenge. You know, I actually found a quote from you. It says, challenge is the testing ground of manliness, the place where lessons of faith and courage become habits of perseverance. And you know, case in point, back to the memo that Pete Hegseth, the Secretary of War, has, you know, drafted for Congress. He mentions in Scouting America were recently, they announced their youngest ever Eagle Scout, which, you know, I mean, when I was growing up, it was absolutely, and it was like a, you know, a, I don't want to say lifelong, but adolescence long, goal, if you were in Boy Scouts then, but this Eagle Scout who earned the rank in under 2 years, at age 11, and really reflecting the change in, you know, from Boy Scouts to Scouting America, you know, how drastically those expectations and benchmarks have shifted and certainly are not providing the challenge that it once did. I also appreciate, you know, you mentioning, you know, where often ladies serve, whether teaching at schools or in church, and it is an important place. But as you mentioned, there's so many fatherless homes now that, you know, young boys are not having the opportunity to be given instruction in masculinity. And, you know, just all these spaces that the kids are going to in public school, they're dominated, as you mentioned, by females. But not only that, but it's unclear what a boy is and what a girl is. And this is something that Trail Life USA doesn't hesitate to make clear.
No, we don't. We're not apologetic about either our Christian stance or our stance that boys and girls are different. Every legitimate science points to the differences between boys and girls. A book released just the other day by Dr. Kathy Cook says that there's over 6,500 biological differences between boys and girls. That's just shocking. So every legitimate science, psychology, chemistry, biology, developmental sciences, everything says that boys and girls are different. But in our culture, we kind of treat boys like they're some sort of a defective girl, and it's really harming them. And so in Trail Life USA, we give them an environment where that says to them, hey, This is who you are, and you're okay. You know, my wife used to say when I bring my boys home from a trail life trip, she would say, listen, when you get home, you're smelly, but you're also but you're also taller. And she could recognize that a weekend with the men or a week-long expedition doing a summer adventure or something produced in them something that made them stand taller. And I think it's the experience of being in a company of men that helps draw boys up to the next level. And it's just a beautiful thing. We had a young man out in California not too long ago, received our second highest award. And he comes from a single mom household. And so he stood before that group of men. He said, the men in this room, I need to thank you. You taught me how to shave and how to love Jesus. And I thought, man, those guys nailed it. And that really typifies what it is that's going in Trail Life USA, not just for boys without dads, but also men connecting with their sons in new ways. It's so hard in our culture today, in this digital culture, for dads to figure out how to connect with their sons. They don't have the time to spend in video game world to get competitive enough to be there with their sons. But in the outdoors, it's this level playing field where father and son are out there together, hiking the trails, working together, camping, doing different sorts of outdoor events, and they're finding new ways to connect. And like I said earlier, men are finding ways to connect with other men in the outdoors. The boys bed down and the dads or the men sit around that fire and they talk around about their issues. A lot of times just spontaneously, men will talk about challenges they're having in life. And there's not many places for men to do that. Men have struggled to connect face to face, but sitting around a fire or hiking a trail together or turning a wrench or whatever it is they're doing, that's where men connect. And so we're seeing this wonderful ministry that's changing the hearts of the fathers, turning them towards the hearts of their sons, and turning the hearts of the sons back to the fathers, showing what it looks like for a man to be a godly man. When you have a Supreme Court justice candidate who can't tell you the definition of a woman, how do you expect a 7 or 8 year old boy to tell you what a man is? So we put in front of that boy and in the company of that boy, godly men. He's out there for a weekend. He's camping with the boys, but the men are over there and working with them, and they see what it means to be a godly man. They watch the men interact with each other and what a godly man does with another godly man, their friendships, their cooperation, how they work together. And that's where boys in this beautiful laboratory in the outdoors learn how to become godly men.
Yeah, and I can only imagine the kind of life experiences that are had, you know, when being a part of something like Trail Life USA. Now, I was in Scouts when I was very young, but in high school was part of another Christian organization and I'm going to share this because I think, and you can amen what, you know, whether I'm right or wrong about this, Mark, but the type of events that are created that are benchmarks in becoming a man. But, you know, here I was just the summer after my sophomore year, strapping on a 50-pound pack and going from literally sea level, being dropped off on a beach in Canada and going from, you know, sea level of, you know, zero to 7,500 feet over a course of 3 days. And I was in pain. I remember specifically the first day I was an athlete at the time. Swimming and playing baseball and I was dying that first day. And I remember, Mark, that evening, the only way out of this was getting on a walkie talkie and calling in a helicopter to get you off the mountain. And I remember specifically, I didn't ask someone to take anything out of my pack. And I just prayed to the Lord. I was a Christian by then. And I said, Lord, I can't do this. I'm in pain. And I will tell you, starting with the very next morning, God didn't take away the pain, but he gave me the strength to persevere, and to stay up with the leader and to finish the task that I had taken on. And you know, he didn't take it away, but he walked through it with me. And what a life lesson. Is this the kind of things that, young people are going to experience as part of Trail Life USA?
Yeah, it's so funny you use that example. Just the other day, if you look at our social media posts, we have a blog about a troop. It's called From Sea Level to the Summit, and it follows a troop on a similar journey that you went on, but also a boy that recently This comes from a family. I think there's five kids in the family, and the father was taken out of the household. Horrible circumstances. The father was taken out of the household and left that mom. She hadn't worked in years to now raise this family on her own. And a Trail Life troop reached out to that family, and the older boy in that family, he joined a troop. The troop took care of the uniform, everything that he had to make a way for him to be a part of that. And that's one of the first things he did was this hike with a heavy pack. And his story was so similar to yours. You know, he wanted to call his mom from the mountain, come get me. And but he went on a 5-day thing. And at the end of it, he said to his mom, you know, I wanted to quit. I wanted to go home. I was so sore. I was so tired. If you could have come pick me up, that I would have been done. He says, but I got to the top of the mountain. I stood on top and I learned that I can do hard things. And the mom said to us, that's pure gold, because the family was going through hard things. And that boy needed to see that he could do really difficult things. So it does bring that kind of challenge. Of course, there's challenges in other ways for boys. Not all boys, you know, enjoy that type of adventure, but there's opportunities for boys to be challenged. And this culture that does participation trophies and we don't keep score because we want to hurt somebody's feelings. Boys check out on those things. They don't get engaged unless they feel like there's something at stake. And so in Trail Life USA, our awards program, it requires them to do something. My son received his Eagle Award as part of Boy Scouts. And then when we started Trail Life, he moved over to Trail Life and he got the Freedom Award, which is the highest award in Trail Life. But it took him about a year and a half beyond the Eagle to transfer that into Freedom, because it's a more challenging award. And of course it has some faith aspects to it. So this isn't just show up and you get a trophy kind of stuff. It is challenging boys and causing them to walk away feeling like they actually accomplished something. The challenge, one of the things that Hegseth is talking about is how the achievements and Boy Scouts have been minimized. You have 12 and 13 year old boys getting an Eagle Award and then they leave the organization. Well, who are they? They don't really know who they are at that point. Trail Life USA, you're not gonna get the Freedom Award until you're 17 or 18 years old. I mean, it's that challenging. And by that time, you are closer to being who it is that you are. You are more mature, and that experience, you know, means a lot more. So it's just a different approach that we take to boys. We believe they're much more capable than we give them credit for. We believe that if we fail boys today, it will be because we under-challenge them, not because we over-challenge them. So got this wonderful ministry going on with boys connecting with their dads, men connecting with each other, boys connecting with each other. Boys getting an idea of what it means to be a godly man, single moms whose prayers are being answered because their boys are surrounded by good and godly men are showing them what it means to be a man, and boys are being challenged and they're taking up that challenge. And we believe we are building a generation that won't just ride on the tide of this kind of cultural rising tide that discounts boys, but we believe that they'll be able to turn back the tide itself.
Well, I've asked the listener earlier to log on to traillifeusa.com. And if you've done that, I encourage you to scroll down a little bit about halfway down the homepage. And there you'll see where it says Beyond the Virtual World. Today's boys need a program that celebrates their adventurous nature. And it goes on to focus on four areas. It says guided boys need male role models. It goes into some stats and details on how you do that. And grounded, boys need truth. 58% of Americans no longer believe that God and the Bible are the means for determining truth. Appreciated, boys need to embrace their strengths. 53% of 18 to 34 year olds do not believe gender is determined at birth. And inspired, boys need real life challenge. 86% of parents believe that their children are spending an excessive amount of time playing video games. Yeah, we had that conversation not too long ago. I remember talking about, you know, screen time and how we, you know, we had some screen time when we were kids. But when I think back to being a kid, I think of being outside and playing and getting fresh air and sunshine. And doing the things that I would imagine would not be uncommon to those that are participating in Trail Life USA, traillifeusa.com. And Mark, what would you tell a parent that's listening? Maybe their kids are in Scouts, in you know, Scouting America, formerly Boy Scouts, or some other secular group, and you know, might want to consider this as a change in their family. What are the steps that they would take?
Yeah, well, I don't want to discount their experience. If they found a Boy Scout troop that has a Christ-centered focus and they're able to raise their sons in that place in a community that supports their values, go for it. There still are those little pockets of that out there, but the organization as a whole is moving away from that, and it's not supporting any longer that sort of troop. But they will be out there. But as soon as they show up at a troop event or an area event or a regional event or something like that, they're going to discover that the rest of the folks aren't living the way that they are. But in Trail of USA, we have this wonderful network, over 25,000 adult volunteers across the country who are committed to raising boys to be good and godly men. And so I would just encourage them to take a look at Trail of USA, two L's in the middle, traillifeusa.com. And see what it is we're doing. You can check there to see if there's a troop nearby and become part of a troop, or you can start a troop. Pastors are always happy to hear that 18% of the people who join a Trail Life troop go on to join the church after they join the troop. So it's a church growth tool, because we are unapologetically Christian. We're not just a group that meets in the basement. We are a ministry of that local church. And pastors who get that are using the Trail Life USA troop to help build their church. And I can't tell you how many families we've had, the entire families coming to Christ because the dad started out with a son in a Trail Life USA troop, surrounded by these godly men who eventually drew him to Christ. And then the whole family joins the church. And when you can get a man who joining the church, his whole family is right there behind him. And I don't need to tell you about the stats, what happens when a man becomes active in a church. But a Trail Life troop gives him a chance to be active in a church, because he's not just joining that troop. He is participating in an outreach of that local church, and that helps that man understand that he's actually in ministry. So it's great for pastors, great for churches, great for single moms, great for dads connecting with their sons, great for boys who are looking for the opportunity to really find a place that appreciates the fact that they're a boy and not some kind of social disease that needs to be eradicated. So we think Trail Life checks a lot of boxes for moving families in the kingdom forward.
Well, Mark Hancock, Chief Executive Officer of Trail Life USA, we thank you and the 70,000 trailsmen with you at Trail Life USA that are making an investment in the future of the next generation of men, of Christian men, here in the United States. Appreciate your time today and your continued work at Trail Life USA. Hope to have you back again.
Thanks, Steve. It's always a pleasure talking with you.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.